Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, Bob, let's go back out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, where we bring in our friend, Paul Steigerwald.
Paul Steigerwald.
And Paul, we opened today with sad news. I think a friend of all of ours, and I know that you knew Steve Rich pretty well, passes away at age 64, tragically, from a heart attack while he was playing golf, I think, over the weekend. Just your thoughts, your time with Steve. I know he was one of the very few who was, you know, among the inner circle with Mario. He was a very influential sports figure in this town. And just to generally, you know, my interactions with him, told me just a genuinely good guy.
Boy, is that ever a perfect description. A genuinely good guy. I mean, he was just one of the really good guys I've encountered in my time with the Penguins going back to 1980. I felt like I had a special affinity with Steve just because he grew up with some younger brothers of buddies of mine, you know, in a neighborhood close to where I grew up. So there was kind of a similar personality trait that he had with some of the other people that I was friends with over the years, and he kind of took on some of those personality traits, I think, from hanging around his buddies when he was younger. And so he had that really easygoing Pittsburgh kind of personality. There were no airs about him whatsoever. None. I mean, he would never talk down to anybody or treat you as if he was better than you or whatever. And, you know, that was one thing I really appreciated about Steve, is that he always had time for you, and he welcomed your opinions on things, and he was happy to share information and his opinions. And then the other thing about him is he's just a great guy. I mean, he was a great dad, really good husband, just a solid citizen. And what was cool about Steve is that, you know, he got lucky when his uncle was a super agent, and he wanted to be in law, and so he was able to jump right into that same business. But his uncle was a much different personality. He was really kind of sometimes off-putting, you know. He was bombastic and very opinionated, and a completely different kind of personality than Steve. But Steve was kind of like Tom Rich's better angel, and I think Mario really relied on Steve for advice. Like, he was incredibly loyal to Mario, and Mario was very loyal to him. And those two really took time to really kind of flesh out things during Mario's time when he was looking, you know, for help as a player, and Steve being an agent, and also throughout Mario's bankruptcy proceedings. He was a big part of that. So his advice was really well taken and deservedly so, because he had that knack, you know, that intuitive kind of knack for a lawyer and an agent to make the right call on things. And so there was a lot to like about Steve Rich, but I think the thing that I liked most about him was that he was just a regular guy from the Scott Township area, went to Chartiers Valley High School, and never lost that element of his personality, and also became an extremely successful and respected lawyer and agent.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that, Paul. He was one of those guys always, it didn't matter what he was doing, he always made time for people. You know, I remember having really good talks to him about just everything sports related, and he would always talk about Tom and some of the stories that Tom had to deal with some of his high profile clients that he had. So it's going to be missed. Just a tremendous person. And I always hate to see someone die suddenly like this, because it just, you never expect it. He seemed to be perfectly fine, healthy. I don't know when the last time you saw him, but I saw him within the last year and, you know, had regular conversations with a guy, but I just one of the most down to earth people who had a high profile, you know, situation in sports, and yet you would never know that if you talked to him.
Absolutely. And he loved his cigars. He liked golf. He liked jazz. He liked the Jazz Crusaders, one of the great bands of the 70s that changed kind of jazz music, more of a soul, funky soul jazz band. He was big on that stuff. He just he liked to have a good time and hang out with his friends, you know, and he was with his buddies when he died. So, you know, that's the kind of guy he was. He was a regular guy. There were no pretenses with him, or you knew who he was the minute you met him. And just loved the guy, and I'm going to really miss him.
And once again, from everybody here, our condolences to the friends and family of Steve Rich. Steigy, let's move on to the Stanley Cup Final. And, man, it's just, it feels like it's, maybe this is just my thinking, but also what I'm reading, hearing, seeing, it feels like it's boiling down to, oh my God, is Connor McDavid not going to win the Stanley Cup again? That just seems to be the story. And what if he doesn't? And what if he never does, Steigy? You don't even know if he'll ever get back. How does that affect his legacy, in your opinion?
Well, it makes me sad, because I think a guy like him, you know, you kind of figure the greatest players like Mario and Sid, and those guys have a knack of winning the Stanley Cup. It's kind of like a rite of passage, too, for them to sort of put the cherry on top of their careers whenever it happens. In Jagr's case, it happened when he was, you know, 2 years into the league, and never again, which is amazing if you think about it. But with Connor McDavid, part of me feels as though the fact that he went to Edmonton really hurt his chances. I mean, like, it kind of took a little bit away from it, because there's something about Edmonton and Alberta, you know, where it was a little tougher maybe for them to build a team. They had some really rough years there when they finally did get Connor McDavid, and even after they got him, they were having some issues. So I feel like, you know, you're always a victim of your team or your organization when you don't win. It's not like just your fault. But on the other hand, you know, he has one goal in the final. So there's a part of me that says there's another level he needs to get to if he's going to win this cup, and he hasn't gotten there this particular year. Now, he's such a great player, and I think he's going to be great for a while. I actually think he's going to win the cup someday. If he doesn't win it now, and I think chances are he won't, I still think he's going to win the cup. He's going to get back there again at some point, somehow, some way. He's going to play, you know, several more years, I think, and he's just a great, great player. So he'll find a way, but I do think he's somewhat of a victim of circumstance.
I'm not going to rule them out of winning this series yet. I've seen enough resilience from them, though, Steigy, over the playoff run here, that they've been down before, and they were down last year big, and they came back. I don't believe that they're out of it like a lot of people. I mean, Florida put on quite a road performance the other night. The bigger problem I think Edmonton has is which goalie do they go to tonight? Because, you know, that's one area that they have been inconsistent, I guess, even though Skinner at times has been good. Pickard's been good, but Bobrovsky, you know what you're going to get with him. What are they doing goal?
Well, they're going with Stuart Skinner. He's playing tonight. So they're going back to him. And, Yeah, it's kind of musical goaltenders there. They don't have that upper echelon goalie that like Florida has. I mean, Bobrovsky's a Vezina Trophy winner. He's been considered the best goalie in the game quite often here in the last 10, 12 years. So I think that's always been the edge for Florida. What was interesting is Florida has dominated this series in terms of time, you know, leading in games. They've led for 200 minutes, and the Edmonton Oilers have led for 33. I mean, it's been total domination for much of the games as they've played out. But then the Oilers seem to thrive on being able to come from behind, and maybe the Florida Panthers, they still haven't maybe developed the killer instinct that, you know, I remember the Penguins having when they won cups. It's like you knew when you had that foot on the snake, you weren't going to let them up. And I'm sensing that killer instinct is something the Florida Panthers have gotten better at here. And that's what concerns me about the Oilers being able to come back this time. Yeah, they were able to do it last year. They were down 3-0, and that was the Panthers' first cup. But I think when you get to the second year, you have a little better sense of, okay, boys, we got to get this job done now. You know, remember when Mike Sullivan has that great clip that they play as part of their highlight package before the games on the network where Sully says, all right, enough is enough. Let's get this thing done, he says, when they're in San Jose. I love that. You know, and that's kind of how the attitude has to be. And I think the Panthers now have the right character to pull that off now. Bobrovsky's unbelievable. Marchand, Sam Bennett's playing at a level that, it's just outrageous. Something tells me this is it. This is it for the Florida Panthers, because they realize, first of all, they have a better sense of how vulnerable they can be to the Edmonton Oilers' ability to come back. So they're going to be a little bit more on guard, I think, than they were maybe even last year. So that's the element I see right now going into this game.
Paul Steigerwald on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And you can communicate with our dear friend Austin Bechtold on the Fan Text Line. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Steige, Brad Marchand is a pain in the ass. I want to say that out loud. He's got the most punchable face this side of Malzahn. But man, everybody would like to have him on their team. And this stat from the other night from Chris Johnston. Brad Marchand joins Mario Lemieux as the only players in NHL history to score five goals in multiple Stanley Cup finals in the last 59 years. It's a hate watch, but it's also a respectful one for me. What comes to mind when I mention that name?
Well, what comes to mind for me is that he turned himself from a grinder into a star player, a Hall of Famer probably. And
I'd say not probably. I think first ballot.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, he's, and then you have the way that he transformed himself and made himself able to play with the likes of Sidney Crosby on a line when they won a World Cup a few years ago. He was his left winger. He was his line mate. So now he's playing on a third line, which is amazing. And so you got a guy who really is a first line caliber. He's playing on a third line, which has been an unbelievable third line for the Florida Panthers. I mean, they're like what Jordan Staal and Tyler Kennedy and Matt Cook were for the Penguins in 09. I mean, they give you such an edge, or the HBK line for the Penguins. I mean, it's just a great advantage to have, and he's one of those guys. So he's able to play. If you think about it, he's a grinder with great skill, and he has a incredible ability to score goals. I mean, these goals he scored are beauties, you know, making great moves, driving to the net, you know, deking goaltenders. Just have to be really impressed with what he's done. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player.
And listen to these numbers, just to put it in perspective. These are Stanley Cup playoff numbers since he became an NHL player in 2010. In the playoffs, he's first in goals, second in points, second in plus minus, third in penalty minutes, interestingly, eighth in power play goals, but number one in shorthanded goals, and number one all time since 2010. In game-winning goals in Stanley Cup playoffs.
Wow. It's unbelievable. He's a winner, man. That's a, you know, he rises
How about,
up.
Is that the best trade at a trade deadline we've seen?
That's a great one. It's just a great move. And it comes, you know, on the heels of what wasn't a great year for him. He was starting to look like he was losing a step. You know, he was running out of gas. And he's just been rejuvenated, which can happen when you get into an environment like that. And don't forget, when you're playing with a great team like that and you're now a depth player, you've got these other guys on the team that are sort of drawing a lot of the attention. And now all of a sudden, if you can get that, rekindle a little bit of that star quality that you had going for many years in a situation like this, you're catching teams off guard. They're just not ready for some of the things he can do. And, you know, he's got a great attitude. I think he's a great teammate. A guy you love to have on your team, a guy you hate for sure. And another thing about him is you mentioned those shorthanded goals. Think about that, Bobby, how many times we've watched games between the Penguins and the Bruins where they use their best players to kill penalties. They would use Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand to kill penalties, which I think the Penguins have never done. And that's the one thing I've felt over the years that the Penguins have missed the boat on is using guys like that every now and then to kill penalties because they can really catch you off guard. He's been able to do that even in the playoffs.
Great point.
Steige, I was watching an interview the other night. I think it was a WNBA team where a new coach came in maybe 5 years ago. I can't remember who it was, but this sort of translates to the Penguins for me because the new coach came in at a time of transition for the team. And her first message to the team was, we do not this season measure ourselves in terms of wins and losses. It's got to be something else. We need to establish some other things here before we measure ourselves on that. That brings me to Dan Muse. And I want to know from you, I'm wondering about your first impressions of him and what you think the first thing or two he needs to establish in his first training camp and season, because it ain't going to be wins and losses for him either.
Well, there has to be a certain way to play that, you know, that is a foundation for success. And to me, the Penguins' DNA has always been offense, but that's something that comes when you get better quality players, when you're able to you get back to that level of scoring a lot of goals. I think you can start with more of a defensive approach where you're trying to keep the puck out of your net. That, to me, is the number one thing, and I think that that's what he'll try to do. I think he'll try to get players to play the right way. He has the one benefit of I don't know what the Penguins are going to do with Ryan Rust and Rickard Rakell, but Sidney Crosby's going to be there, and he's such a great role model, and he sets such a great tone for how you have to approach the business. I think he'll do that, and I think players better follow his lead. I don't see him wavering in any way in that regard. So he has that benefit of the captain to really kind of carry the message for him, and he's going to have to deliver a good, strong message himself in terms of showing how hard he works to incorporate the system that he wants to put in, which essentially should be one that gets the team playing better defensive hockey. Penguins had the third worst record defensively in the league last year. Generally, teams that are bad and don't win are bad defensively. He's got to find a way to see if he can make the Penguins a better defensive team, win or lose. And that can be done. And I think that's where you start.
Steigy Limits has a question on probably the biggest Penguin story of the past week. Limits?
Yeah, Staggy, there was the report last week that Mario Lemieux, Ron Burkle, David Morehouse interested in buying back the Penguins. Do you think that this is a realistic possibility? And what would that mean for the Penguins and for Mario?
Well, I saw the story like everybody else. It was a tweet from Pierre LeBrun, and it felt like a trial balloon kind of a thing, like somebody was throwing it out there to see what kind of reaction it would get. The most reaction that I think matters to me is what was Fenway's reaction. And their reaction is, we're not selling it. You know, you can want to buy a team, but if the other guys don't want to sell it to you, it doesn't
We know make all about the Pirates in that regard, don't we?
Yeah, and I just don't think – I think that the Fenway Sports Group people are honestly are trying to find minority investors to strengthen their, you know, their franchise. And I go by what they say. You know, I take their word, and you know, Teddy Werner is a guy who's pretty straight shooter, and you know, he has said that he believes that the Penguins are a huge community asset. They're the stewards of it, and they're going to continue to behave and work with their partners, you know, advertisers and season ticket holders, and they're doing all the stuff you do to run your business. They're doing it. It's not like they're sitting back and going, oh, let's wait and see, you know, who's going to buy our team now. I mean, they're grinding it out day after day to try to keep the business going and make the team better. So I go with that, and I respect that. And those stories can be distractions for people who are trying to run their business. If it's going to happen, obviously there's some good things about that. You know, you'd love to see Mario back in there, but at the same time, let's not get too caught up in tweets from Pierre LeBrun, because I don't see any other factors right now that would lead me to believe that's going to happen.
Yeah, I maybe Burkle needs something going on. You know, who knows? He may be the driving force of this kind of stuff. But I do think it's imperative that Mario Lemieux is back in that building, and they should do whatever it takes to make that possible because of everything he's meant for hockey. But I want to ask you about another legend of the game here, and that's Evgeny Malkin. I saw what Josh Yoey posted, and it seems natural, and I would have thought this anyway, that when he runs at the end of this contract that he's going to move on or they're going to move on. Do you think that's – and how will it look? Will they do a whole year-long tour like some of these guys have done before they leave, or will he want to keep playing?
That's a really good question, Bob. I saw that too, and I thought for a while this was going to be his last year anyway, so I didn't really – put too much credence in the idea that he would go somewhere else and play. So I think this will probably be his last year in the NHL. And I do think that will immediately turn this season into kind of the Evgeny Malkin tour. You never know. I mean, Gino could just find another spark too. Like, he could have a heck of a year. It's not like he's completely washed up. So to me, it's sad in a way to know that it could be his last year and it's going to be like a goodbye tour. But at the same time, I think we've all kind of felt that this was going to be his last year with the Penguins.
Steige, thanks for taking the time today. That was great. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, peace, Steige.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
Paul Steigerwald.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The show's become very exciting to the point where we're going to go to my intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag and have Bob answer some of the questions, and we'll compare them to what I actually told the person. Bob, you game for this?
Sure.
My God, is it pouring outside right now? My golf round is not going to happen. I'm all dressed up today.
I mean, it ruins everything. It just does.
It really does. Brett, who calls himself Brett Blizz.
The Blizzness of Baseball. I went to dinner with the Blizzness of Baseball last week.
Nice man?
Very nice man, yes.
Seems like it.
He graduated from Baldwin like 7 years before me.
Does he play wiffle ball?
He does not, but he is interested in playing. I just don't have any open spots right now in the league. The league is so popular.
The league will never play again because there are animals walking two by two here down to the river.
Unfortunately.
Well, the Blizzness of Baseball says, how much longer will Tommy fail beyond the Penguins roster? To which I answered, Bob, maybe they're waiting until they can stiff him out of a $200,000 bonus in December. I have no idea. It's a miracle that he's still here. Ben Cherington should have wanted to get rid of the guy yesterday because he's the most visible evidence of Cherington's massive failure to build around Paul Skeens. What the hell are they doing, Bob? This dude is batting 196 with a .222 slugging percentage and zero home runs. He might be the worst free agent addition they've ever made. And we're talking about the likes of Aki Iwamura, Rowdy himself, Matt Diaz, who should have been named Diaz, Lyle Overpaid, Jeremy Bernitz, Pat Mears, Derek Bell, and who knows how many others. Did I mention a 196 average with a 222 slugging percentage and zero home runs, and that's when he's not making obscene gestures to fans? What are they doing?
That's a great answer, Joe. You went into great detail. Pretty much hit every spot that you needed to hit there, and he shouldn't be here. It's very simple. You just release him and tell people it's not good enough. Yeah, we have to pay him the money, but we're going to do that. He is not part of this team anymore.
Bob Nutting, Bob Nutting should have ordered that.
Problem.
This goes to the owner. He should have ordered this to happen and told Ben Cherington, especially when you combine it with the ridiculous fan incident in Anaheim, get this guy out of here. Indeed, be careful on the roads out there. But back to Tommy Pham, Bob, in the mailbag. I'm baffled. Like, they want to justify the $4 million. There's nothing he could do. He could hit 10 home runs this week. He's not justifying his puny little $4 million salary that looks like big numbers around here, I guess. There's just nothing he can do to justify it at this point. Plus, they're not playing him. So if the idea is, oh, yeah, well, he'll get in a hot streak and then we'll trade him for some, you know, lottery pick prospect who's 80th on somebody's list, it's not worth it. Every game is close with this team. How many times does this guy come to the plate in a close game and do nothing? How many games has he cost them? What are they doing? So I don't know why they're keeping him.
And here's the thing. They could talk all they want about, well, he's a veteran and, you know, locker room leadership. It doesn't matter. If you're batting 196 with a 222 or whatever you said, slugging percentage, then you just don't belong in the league right now, and certainly not here. They have other people who should be, and you're occupying, when you do go out there, an opportunity for somebody else. So this would have been done a few weeks ago by me. I would not have. And I said, look, Tommy, we appreciate it. Didn't work out. Good luck in your future. Let's go. That's it.
I mean, this is Lonnie Chisenhall all over again.
Although he did bat, Lonnie didn't.
Well, they're both invisible, but Lonnie had a finger injury in spring training and then pretty much gave the Pirates the finger by never showing up all season, Bob. He never played.
Never played.
And he got 2.75 million.
I have talked about this forever, how the Pirates and their puny little pay system when it comes to free agents have actually cost themselves more because they're wasting money on guys who are retreads and not worthy.
And this is
instead,
in hindsight.
Go out and give $30 million a year to somebody who can make a difference. If you add it all up, I guarantee you the numbers would be crazy how much money they've wasted on 1-year deal, 2-year deals for a guy who would make no impact on this roster.
Look at even last year. They decide, all right, we're going to splurge with $10 million, which again, puny numbers, but for them bigger, on Aroldis Chapman. Mm-hmm. And it worked. You get what you spend. What's the saying? You get what you pay for. Yes. You get what you pay for. And this isn't hindsight either. This is not hindsight. You can go back and listen to this show. Watch what we said, what I wrote at the time. Tommy Pham, that's their big off-season free agent signing? If it was 2013, great. Not now. Really, 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 really disappointing.
I'd like to hear Ben Cherington really address this again week after week. It should be posed to him week after week. Why is he still here?
Just that's a simple question. Yeah. In 10 words or less, Ben, why is Tommy Pham still here? We don't need, you know, an attorney's brief on this. We don't need to hear about the hidden numbers. We don't need to hear about the BS leadership. We don't need to hear about anything else. In 10 words or less, why is Tommy Pham still on the Pirates? And by the way, Jack Sawinski is racking up some numbers at AAA for whatever that's worth. And I'm not a Sawinski fan, and he drives me crazy. But he's Babe Ruth compared to this guy. I would bring back Sawinski in a second. He's got 9 home runs and an 800 OPS at AAA. Bring him back. Bring back York. Bring back Ron Cook's son, who's playing infield, but put him in left field. I don't care.
This is the year to try this. This is the year to see what guys give him a little bit of a run and see what happens.
Yeah, what's
it
the
hurts
point?
You not, because you're not getting anything out of Tommy Pham.
And he's really not even playing much lately, which underscores the point even more. Then why is he here? Limits, a texter has attacked you. What did they say?
Well, this texter was not very happy based on, I guess, I don't even know honestly what part of the conversation, but said, Limits is a cocky young punk. He needs to show the Godfather and Grandpa Joe a little bit more respect.
Oh, my God. Bob, that would have been a great name for this show. The Godfather and Grandpa Joe.
But guess what? I responded, cocky young punk. Joe is a mentor to me and Bob is a legend. And he said, exactly. You come off as if you have no respect for either. Thank you for responding, Limits. You do a great job.
They always end with that.
That's great.
Bob, Limits has been on edge lately. He's taking the advice of other texters who says he needs to be more confrontational. And I also think he's jealous of intern Dom, who's
gotten a lot of
publicity over taking you on, for example. So I sense an edge to Limits this week where he has been more or less a cocky
Could
punk.
I say one thing to Bob first?
Sure.
Yeah. Why would I be jealous of intern Dom for coming out and attacking Bob?
Well, you're the one who did it first, after all, right?
Yeah, I didn't intentionally do that. Dom doubled down on it and made a point that he was coming at Bob.
Let's not get sidetracked, Limits.
You
have an edge this week, and it's an unusual edge, and you're very confrontational.
I would agree.
Anything further?
Why is that?
Why is that?
Yeah, well, you know, we're asking why in this segment. Why is Tommy Pham still here? Why have you changed your approach?
Well, Tommy Pham should not be here. Why he is still here, I guess because they don't trust Jack Suwinski to overtake him, or like you said, Billy Cook or Nick York or anybody else in their organization. And the toughness of Tommy Pham, the leadership of Tommy Pham.
I don't care
Pham
about
so
Tommy
important.
Pham.
I don't either.
I'm asking
them,
you about
matters.
You. I related that to my question about you. Why have you become this confrontational?
I don't know. Should I take a significant step back? Maybe I need to take a couple of days off.
Which is exactly what he's doing, Bob.
I'm doing that anyway.
He's got a couple of vacation days coming up. So he's
Paul Alexander.
Sometimes you need to do that.
Yeah, I
just
agree.
Get away, have a drink, relax.
Sometimes you need just a little bit of a break, and I work a lot.
I think it's time, and he does a hell of a job. Paul Alexander confronted Limits in the hallway and said he should keep his mustache, Bob.
Again, sometimes you have to give it time to work.
Is it a Skeen stash, Bob? Like, do you think it's good enough to pull off? Not nearly the same as Paul Skeen's. I'm never going to be on that level.
No.
But something is like a double A version of Paul Skeen's mustache?
No.
Single A?
It's for you. It's your own.
Wookie ball?
No. I just think it's...
Not undrafted?
Be the next Limits. Not. Don't try to emulate other people. Just be Limits with your own mustache.
And my own opinions and my own style and my own verbiage. Which I think I do pretty well of.
Verbiage.
Which I think I do pretty well of. That's out of the Malzi thesaurus.
That's for others to decide, Limits, not you.
I know.
Cloudy today with a high of 79. Good day for old Malzi to golf, it says here, but it's also pouring rain, Limits. Did whoever wrote this consider that? And was it you?
It was me, and rain was not in the forecast when I wrote it.
Well, certainly not like it is right now.
Bob, do you think courses are still open, though, today?
Probably, but I think, again, the saturation level with some of them. You don't have squeegees like Oakmont has and all these people ready to just make your fairways perfect again. So
I'll tell you what, most courses won't.
If you're driving a cart, forget about it. That probably won't work today.
I went out to Butler. What's the course out in Butler? Connors?
Butler Country Club or Connolly's?
Connolly's.
Yeah.
And on a day kind of like this a few weeks ago, had the whole course to myself and shot quite well. I find when nobody's in front of me and I can get in a rhythm and I'm by myself, everything goes well. I'm a happy man. When there's people in front of me and I get frustrated and I go full Rory, I'm a very unhappy man.
Well, some people have to be better with, allowing people to go through. If you're by yourself, those people should say, hey, Joe, or come on, let's go. You can go through us and we'll just, get
I
it
always
over
say
with.
To them, I say, thank
because
you.
Because it's pain for you, but it's also pain. I would be painful watching someone behind me push me all day. I don't like that feeling.
I don't like that either. And I always tell the people, thank you for letting me play through. I may be bad, but I am fast.
Well, here's the old thing. If you're good, play fast. If you're bad, play faster.
Right. Look at the women golfers on the range, Bob.
It's coming here in 2028. I'm going to be very interested in that one.
Their form is perfect. I find that college players, women players, it's more relatable. We just talked about this earlier. Than watching the PGA guys because they're doing stuff that I could never dream of doing.
Yeah, so that's more. If you're going to try to improve your golf swing, watch members of the LPGA. They do it well.
I just love watching golf these days. I'll tell you that much, and I never thought I would. And I like watching that more than the PGA stuff. I do. There was one guy on the tee box the other day, though, who I thought had perfect form. He's got that weird name. What's his name? I texted you his name.
Christian Bezuidenhout?
No. No. Not him. I'll let you know.
By the way, the PGA Tour just announced today that Jay Monahan is out as commissioner. And it's going to be Brian Rolapp, who has ties to the NFL, did a lot of work in the NFL. He's the new CEO of the PGA Tour.
I thought Roundtree had a shot at that, Bob. Did you?
Roundtree is becoming a fixture on the WPGA. Yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.